This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, I'm Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to the Texans in the next segment and at the top of the hour. It's a big week. It's a fun week, man. We got uniform reveal tomorrow. We got night one of the NFL draft on Thursday, where as of right now, we can just sit back with our popcorn and watch all the other teams, which I'm okay with this year. And then Friday's going to be fun, man. Friday, the draft party out at the... Out right there at the George R. Brown Convention Center on the street out in front of there, the Avenidas, the Americas right there. Seth Payne chopping it up with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris on the broadcast. That'll be good. Looking forward to that. The Astros, I'm trying to find like doppelgangers for the Astros. Like, who are some teams or some dynasties? I guess one would be a team and one would be a dynasty in this case. That this feels like right now. And this popped into my head because I saw Ben Dubose tweet about this and I thought it was interesting. And he was wondering, Seth, if we were watching the baseball version of the 2013 Texans. You remember the 2013 Texans that
right.
Finished 2-14, came into the season as one of the three or four Super Bowl favorites. And then they were, I definitely think there's some validity to the comparison, and I think this team and that Texans team are both way more talented than their records were and are. Obviously, there's way more to play out with the Astros. I get that. But so far, injuries, some bad luck, some legendary boneheadedness have all plagued the Astros so far, similar to what plagued the Texans in 2013.
It's hard because, you know, obviously the Texans hadn't had nothing like the Astros' successes leading into that disappointing year. So it felt that just felt like arrested development on the Texans. That, hey, they're about to make this big push, and it'd be like if the Lions ended up stinking this past season. Mm-hmm. You know, after the Lions had really made a push the year before, yes, and everybody liked them, and then all of a sudden they fell off into nothing. That's where this feels a little bit more. That 2013 Texans team felt a little bit like, I don't know, like what the Pacers were supposed to be, like various NBA teams that were just about to reach the brink, and then everything fell apart.
Or the Rockets of recent years, you know, with James Harden.
A little bit,
you know, like different circumstances, you know, guys asking to get traded, but whatever.
I think it feels a lot more like the Patriots, I think. It's that, you know, the Patriots lost Tom Brady, and even in Tom Brady's last year, they had a really bad loss in the playoffs. But then they lost Tom Brady and they went 7-9. They had a nice little push the next year with Mac Jones in his rookie season, but then two more losing seasons after that.
Yeah.
Where you don't go out. I mean, right now the Astros are worse than the 2020 Patriots were. But, like, I guess the difference there is you don't have a Tom Brady that was lost. You know, like, it's not like there's a certain one single item that you can say, well, the Patriots lost. You can say the Patriots lost Tom Brady and they were never going to be the same after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, is Dusty Baker our Tom Brady? I don't think so.
No. I mean, I get the closest I could get would be the collective losing of Cole and Correa. You know, just the diminishment of talent. Like, it's not as talented a baseball team as it was at their peak. Yeah, I like that. The Patriots analogy is a better analogy just based on pedigree and things like that. The one that I was thinking of as I'm watching the NBA playoffs this weekend, if this season were to go into the toilet, let's pretend this turns into a reset season, you know, maybe where you do end up trading Bregman at the deadline or something like that. But it is, unless they just tear it down, which they really can't do. They've got, you know, they've got Altuve under contract, and they've got Verlander. If he pitches 140 innings, he's here another year. Tucker's still got another year. Yordan and Christian Javier signed up for the next 5 years, whatever it is, all the way to 2028. And you've got a lot of young pieces that you're going to trade Jeremy Peña when he's still under team control for 4 more years. You're going to trade Yiner Diaz. They've still got a lot of pieces on this team to where if they have a truly poor year, it is going to be, I think, largely because the pitching staff was just decimated with injuries and they're just snake bit. Similar to the Golden State Warriors. After their Kevin Durant dynasty was over, you remember Durant goes out, they win 3 titles. Durant goes out with the Achilles and they end up losing in the finals to the Raptors. And then they were sunk for 2 years. You know, during the COVID year, they were 15-50. And then the next year, I don't think they made the playoffs. And so they got some high draft picks. They got guys back from injury, Steph and Clay and Draymond Green and whatnot. And they traded for Andrew Wiggins. And they went and they won last gasp and they were able to get one more title out of it. Very unexpectedly. Yeah. They didn't even win their division that year, but they were able to squeeze one more championship out of it because they were the one team that had the pedigree and the experience and the combination of that along with enough talent and enough know-how and enough moxie to go win another title. That might be the best case of where we are with the Astros right now, is that you're heading into a year, maybe two, where it's almost impossible for you to fully reset. You do a soft reset that's maybe thrust upon you by circumstances, and you choose to do a few things. And then you come back and you live to try to fight another day in 2025 or 2026. And by doing things that you know are probably not long-term type stuff, but you're just pushing to keep that window open one more time.
I think that the one big thing that I keep going back to, even though it's become a running joke at this point, because the Astros just refuse to score runs, they still do have the second best OPS in the AL, top three OPS in Major League Baseball right now. They've got the best, I mean, for whatever it's worth, the best batting average in the AL, second best OPS, and yet they're just not scoring runs. That tends to swing back around, like the pendulum tends to swing back there. So I think they're going to start scoring more runs at some point. It's the pitching and the health thereof. The fact that Javier is now on the IL. Like, hey, awesome, we got Verlander back in less than 48 hours, but not Javier.
No, dude, it's like whack-a-mole. Because, like, you know, oh, this mole just came up. I got to hit this one. I got to hit this one. Dude, they're leading the league in batting average and OPS with basically an automatic out at first base. You know, like, that's incredible. It tells you,
I guess that's
the
biggest. I mean, that's the hole that is in the lineup. Does not make things fun at times. Obviously, it makes it that much worse. The sloppiness, I think, is what's most alarming to people when it comes to, like, it's one thing. Like, we've been through various stretches, even with awesome offenses, where you struggle with runners in scoring position. That's going to happen. The sloppiness fielding and the sloppiness on the base paths are the things that I think are most alarming to people, because it just looks so ugly.
Yeah.
It looks so, this team was always a team where I would be able to look at the Astros and watch the way they operated in a lot of respects defensively and say, man, look, you can look at their opponent when they're playing a bad team, especially, like, look at just like how careless and haphazard these other dudes are. And the Astros are now those careless and haphazard dudes. That's a hard thing to watch and really stomach.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I just had this article sent to me, Seth, off of Barrett Sports Media. They did a short article about the Media Alliance of Houston Star Award that I won last week.
The one that you won when you were named the best sports media person in Houston and probably the world.
Yeah. You added the last part, but I,
They
probably the world.
It. They
probably the world.
It.
They did that thing on Barrett Sports Media, and I always appreciate the recognition. It's nice of them to do the article, but they did that thing where someone was clearly listening to a segment of our show.
Yeah, and they recap it.
Transcribe the quotes from it. Yeah, without any
context.
But
they don't necessarily always explain like when somebody's joking or not, right?
Right. Yeah. Hey, Ben, buckle up. You get a mention here.
Ooh.
The first paragraph congratulates me for winning the award, Sports and Entertainment Specialist Award, for his work on Payne and Pendergast in the morning along with partner Seth Payne. The two hosts began their show talking about the award. Payne said the award makes Pendergast, quote, basically the czar of sports and entertainment for the year, end quote. This is the best part.
It's accurate, yeah.
He then got to the heart of the matter, wondering if he and producer Ben would benefit from the award. Quote, is this going to get Ben and I some chicks? End quote.
The happily married Payne went on to wonder about how clean are these chicks going to be?
That's exactly right.
Thanks for putting my joke out there like I was serious about getting all these notorious sports groupies out there.
Yeah.
These sports talk groupies that are just, hey, listen, Barrett Sports Media, we don't need the rest of the world to know about the truth of all these sports radio media groupies that there are hanging outside 24 Greenway.
Oh, yeah. We call them radio rats. They're just hanging out outside the building. Yeah. I think whoever wrote this, and my apologies, it is just says BSM staff wrote it.
Yeah.
Captures the fact that you were joking when they said he then got to the heart of the matter, wondering if he and producer Ben. Yeah. So I think we're in the clear. Plus, Brandy's a listener, so she knew that you asked that question anyways. It's all good.
Oh, no, she's good. Yeah, she was listening when I said that.
She's good. Yep.
What is it? The BDM staff?
BSM, like Barrett Sports Media.
BSM?
Barrett
Sports sounds Media. Like an acronym that I'm not supposed to know or something. Is that an acronym for something?
Barrett Sports Media. Yeah. It's an acronym.
Business Service Management is the other one. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I thought it might have some kind of connotation.
Oh, like a connotation? I got
like on a website or something it might be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. text message, Maldonado is our Brady. And the person puts sarcasm after that. We know.
We're not. He knows. Well, he doesn't want us to do a write-up where we credit
him. That's true. Yeah.
The texter went on to explain that Maldonado was the keystone to the whole operation. Mm-hmm. Maldonado, if it helps anybody feel any better, Maldonado is not being well received up in Chicago.
No, not at all.
People are I followed a thread the other day where somebody said, How did the people in Houston deal with Maldonado all these years? And I saw somebody reply to him and say, well, they didn't care because the fans didn't care because they were scoring so many runs. And a bunch of Houston fans clarified for him. It's like, no. Oh, we cared. Yeah. It was we definitely cared.
But it's somewhere in between. We cared, but even I would say up until like 2022 that Maldonado could not get any hits and he'd still be in the circle of trust.
Right.
But then
he
stopped being able to throw guys out and stopped being able to catch the baseball, and then kind of like Jose Abreu, when you can't do anything right, you know?
You know that one graphic that was up, I can't remember what point last week, but it showed the number of potential passed balls that catchers had had. Pitches.
Like balls in the dirt, yeah.
How many stops, yeah. That's one thing where I think Yiner has excelled kind of quietly in that you haven't had to notice it, whereas with Maldonado, he just let way too many pitches past him that didn't need to be passed.
That I could have caught, you know? They weren't in the dirt, they weren't anything. Like, he just went to catch it, and it sailed past his glove.
Yiner had more blocks of potential wild pitches than anybody in the league.
Yep. C.J. Stroud accomplished a lot his rookie year. The latest thing might be that he killed something. C.J. Stroud may have killed something. We will tell you what it is coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.